Troy from Zia Comics here with another one of my travel videos. This time, still in Abu Dhabi, we got to stop at Ferrari World. Didn't get to ride any of the rides. We were on a tight schedule, and we had to talk the tour guide into stopping there just so we could check it out real quick and grab a t-shirt. This place is amazing. It's an indoor theme park, over 40 attractions. They have, I don't think they built anything in the UAE that doesn't have some kind of world's best, world's largest something. And this is true to form. They have the world's fastest roller coaster. Goes from a speed of 0 to 240 kilometers per hour, which is about 150 miles per hour, in 4.9 seconds. That thing pulls like 4.8 Gs. Crazy. They have the world's highest roller coaster. It's not entirely indoors. I believe the Flying Ace is the highest one, is actually outside. It's an indoor theme park, so they're going to have the food, the rides, everything. But like I was telling you, we didn't have time to go all the way through to the inside, but we did go into the lobby. So I got you as many pictures from the lobby as I could and a map of the park. So let's check it out. God. The view from outside Ferrari World, you can tell there's something big in there. These structures are as big as football stadiums, big arenas. It's a mostly indoor theme park. It is located in the Yas Mall on Yas Island. So you come in through the mall and you see the grand entrance to Ferrari World. Just to give you an idea of how big Ferrari World is, here's the map when you first walk in with all 40 attractions shown on it. Inside you have an expansive lobby with ticketing, gift shops, and a couple of food establishments. This place is massive. Since this is a Ferrari themed theme park, of course they're going to have Ferraris displayed just about everywhere. Where there's not a Ferrari car, you're going to see a Ferrari logo. One of the attractions inside is to actually test drive a Ferrari. It's kind of pricey though, so if you don't want to fork over that kind of money, you can pay a little bit less and just get your picture taken inside of this one. If F1 is more your speed, they have an F1 Ferrari inside the gift shop. You can pay to have your photo taken in this one as well. Some of the other cool products they had in there, you could get a desk chair. For whatever reason, you can get the front end. You can get a hat. But let me show you the price tag on this hat. That's 259 dirham, which is the UAE dollar. Divide that by about 3.6, and you're going to come up around $75 for a Ferrari hat. That's all the footage I could get you from the lobby area without paying for a ticket to go inside and ride any of the rides in the theme park. This theme park is crazy amazing, mostly indoors. Had a couple, I think there were two outdoor coasters, but for the most part it's indoors because, hey, it's in the UAE, and in the summer it gets hotter than the surface of the sun. They have to have air-conditioned bus stops there. That's how hot it gets. So you're going to find a lot of indoor things in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, which I'm going to show you in later videos. And until you see those later videos, later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.